I love this passage. It's a good passage to think about as we close out 1 year and are about to move into a new year. And it's been a little while since we've looked at this together. And so I want to use this as a time of reminder. Psalm 37, beginning in verse number 1. Do not fret because of evildoers, and nor be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath, and do not fret. It only causes harm. Father, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for your blessings that are in it. Those that we see, we celebrate. And Lord, those that we haven't seen, but we know they're there, we celebrate those as well, because we celebrate you. And you are faithful to us. And you are with us in every day. Strengthen us, we pray. Strengthen us as your people, as your testimony to a world that is dying. And Father, let your light shine for all to see, in us, around us, through us, but Lord, mainly upon you and your goodness. And we give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Be seated, please. How many of you like that last little word in verse number 8? Do not fret. It only causes harm. How many of you are ready to come to the altar now? Because I know some of us in here have fretted during this week. Some of us may be fretting today. I don't know what fretting looks like. I know what joling looks like. You know what fretting is? Just replace fret with your name when you feel like everything's not right and you just can't handle it anymore. That's what fretting is, isn't it? Worrying about things that we shouldn't worry about. Forgetting that God is in control. Don't worry. Don't fret. In fact, there's a statement that has been made by a gentleman that I do not know. His name is John Rice. And he said this. I want you to hear what he said. Worry is putting a question mark where God has put a period. So why worry when God has already told us He will care for us? He'll never leave us nor forsake us nor abandon us. Why can't we hear and live the words that are found in this psalm? Look at this. Do not fret because of evildoers, and don't be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Their evil ways will come to an end. So why do we fret when evil things happen around us or to us? You know, I think about this, and I think it's because there's misunderstanding between the person who is perpetrating the evil and the person who is observing the evil and rejecting. There's misunderstanding between the two. The evil person doesn't understand the person of God, and the person of God doesn't understand the evil person, and there's a divide. And at times we don't get each other. Why do you do the things that you do? We each ask of the other because we don't understand. But can I say this? Those of us who know Jesus should perfectly understand those who don't. and what motivates them, what drives them. But what I don't understand is when someone who is a believer in Jesus Christ and has been covered in the blood of forgiveness that flows from Jesus. And let me say this. Once we're washed in the blood, it doesn't just dry up and go away. We don't take a bath and remove it. Once we are covered in the blood of Christ, it is always with us. The Bible tells us that life is in the blood. And the blood of Jesus is always fresh on us every day. And so why is it that a person who is claiming salvation and forgiveness of sin and is bathed in the blood of Jesus, they cannot reach a finger still dripping with the blood of Christ and touch the heart of those still lost with the same love and compassion that Christ has poured His blood out for us? Why? God says in His Word, don't fret about them because their evil ways will come to an end. And those who remain evil, their days will come to an end. But we as believers in Christ, we're not seeking the destruction of anyone. God's not seeking the destruction of anyone. Jesus said, I came because God so loved the world that He gave His Son, His only Son, that whoever will believe, that they will not perish but have everlasting life. That's each and every one of us. And there are people out there still lost. How many of you know that? Have you seen any of those? Isn't it ironic? And I'm using that word ironic because I want you to think about this. How ironic it is that a person who is washed in the blood can't forgive like someone who's not. You understand what I'm saying? Why do we act like them when we're supposed to act like Jesus? Because we fret. Because we worry. Because we want to take control. Because it's going to be our way and not God's way. Why? In the year that has just passed us by, do we think that in the year that's ahead of us is going to be any different? It's going to be filled with evil people. And if God tarries our days on this earth, it's going to be filled with us too. And we have to learn to live the way God has called us to live. In fact, Jesus said this, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, and neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. I'm in His hands. Jesus has me in His hands. He has me covered in forgiveness, the blood of forgiveness. And I follow Him because I have heard His voice calling. But I also go because I hear His voice saying, go and teach them and baptize them and love them. They will know that You are my disciples. Because you have love one for another. Even as I have loved you, so you should love one another. And once we learn how to live that life, we will learn that His faithfulness is always with us, always present. It follows us every day. His faithfulness is with us every day, whether we learn to live the way He calls us to or not. Do you know that? How many of us experience that? Had a moment of rebellion in our life and God's still there to lift us up in forgiveness. Pat us on the back and say, okay, are you ready to take another step? Because that's what He has to do with me. And I can't think of anyone that's perfect. I've only read about one. I've only met the one through the Spirit, and that's Jesus. He's striving with me so that I can become like Him. But I tell Him every day when I wake up, Lord, I want to be like you, but I can't be perfect. And you know what he says? I know. He doesn't need to say anything else, does he? But after a pause, he'll say, but we still got to get up and go, Joel. We still got to get up and go. And that's all of us. But when I get up and go, I need to quit worrying and fretting over the things that are happening around me. Because how much of it can I control? When God is in charge. God's in charge, right? But then we turn and say, God, I got this. And when I get up and go, do I get up and go at knowing that His faithfulness is walking with me? I should. I should be trusting in the Lord and doing good and delighting in Him. The world's going to look at me like I'm a nut, but my smile is going to shine, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
You know, sometimes nuts are pretty good, aren't they? Just cover it with chocolate here and there. The psalmist says this in Psalm 94, in the multitude of my anxieties within me, your comfort delights my soul. And see, that's really where we need to be at. In our walk, if we're not fretting, then we've learned a little bit about how to walk and be the person God wants us to be. Because if we're not fretting, that means we've learned to know that His faithfulness is with us. And the comfort comes from within. The anxieties will come from without. They'll pour in on top of us and weigh us down and press us until we start to mingle with it as whatever's coming out mingles with what's pressing us, and it starts to look the same and we start to feel that way. But when God, who is in me, who is stronger than he that is in the world, keeps the world from pressing me down and squeezing out of me whatever it is that wants to be like the world, the world looks at me and says, well, he's different. There's something different. Look at him. He's still laughing. Y'all, it's hard to laugh sometimes, isn't it? It's hard not to fret sometimes, isn't it? Is it easy to handle it on my own, or is it easier to trust God? To know that His faithfulness is with me and that I'm walking with Him and I'm trusting in Him. I'm going to keep doing good because in Him I delight. Whether the world understands why I'm being good or not, whether the world rejects what goodness is in the eyes of God or not, I'm still here to serve God alone. You know, I'll go out on this limb a little bit. Let me say this. I am here to worship with you, but I am only here to please one being, and that is God alone. Now, I wouldn't offend any of you on purpose, not with a purposeful intent. Anything I would do or say, it would be to drink, to bring you closer to God, to open your eyes to something you may not see about God and His calling on you, or who you might be in the eyes of God right now. But all of us need our eyes opened at times so we can take a good look at who we are in the moment. If we are His or not. And if we are, then we are following the prescription that God has given us right here in this psalm. But if we're not, then is He speaking to us in these ways? The evildoer will soon be cut down like grass. His days will come to an end. I mean, which one of us is God speaking to? I am telling you, in the world that you live in, you're going to experience life. And life is different for each one of us. And how we see it is different for each one of us. And the things that bring us anxieties and complications are different for each one of us. But there is still just one God who's in control. and one Savior who has the power to keep us moving as we walk through the middle of it as if it hadn't even touched us. Unscathed. Because we have faith in Him. Doesn't mean it won't hurt. Doesn't mean you won't feel the pain. Doesn't mean you won't have some emotional distress. But what it means is this. Instead of telling your neighbor, you tell your Lord. And let them see that. Let them see you talking with God about it. And don't do it like this. I'm going to hit you in my Bible. Lift them in prayer. And trust God and delight in His faithfulness, and His righteousness will shine upon you. Look what it says in verse 5. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Now let me tell you something. What God is not saying here, God is not saying that we as believers should be seeking justice as the noonday. He is saying that no matter what we face, justice will shine upon us and reflect off of us His goodness and His righteousness if we are committed to His ways. See, I can't take me, who I am in the world, and make God's justice apply to someone else. I can't do it. But what I can do is commit myself to God and continue to walk in faithfulness. And when the day is there, and what I'm saying by this is don't expect it that day. Don't expect it today. Expect it when God wants it to be there, because when God reflects that righteousness upon you and your justice shines forth as the noonday, it'll be because it's bringing glory to God and not you. Too often we think that when we demand justice right now, we expect God to do it because it is reflecting our righteousness. It's not our righteousness we're reflecting at all. It is God's. And it's God's righteousness that needs to shine forth. And God will do that in His time, in His way, and in the day that He decides. You know when His time is? It's always right now for each one of us internally. Always. And in His way, do you know what His way is? When you act totally opposite from what the world thinks you should act. When you love when the world thinks you should hate. When you love when the world thinks that you should seek retribution. When you love when the world's giving you no choice but to have anger and malice and jealousy. And you love His time, His way, and in His day, if they don't recognize it right there and then, and that day when God judges all, who's going to shine? Who's going to stand with Him and hear these words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant"? Who's going to see? Who's going to hear? I'm not asking about then. I'm asking us about right now. Who's going to see and who's going to hear what I'm trying to say to you today? About walking faithfully in the forgiveness of sins, covered in the blood that still flows over us every day, and willing to reach a finger out and touch a heart that is still granite solid, so that they can't say they've never been loved.
Who among us will commit to trusting God every day, no matter what, whether we understand it or not? Can I tell you this? I don't understand God, do you? I mean, I know what God has purposed by what He reveals in His Word, but I don't understand God. I mean, why does God let sin exist at all? Because His righteousness will be reflected through all that has happened and all that will be. God uses it all to show how good He is and to show His righteousness and to shine upon those who don't fret, who don't put question marks where God has put periods, who are faithful and follow Him, who commit their ways and trust in Him, because we know He is always with us. Or have we forgotten these words that Jesus said when He prayed for His disciples? I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should just keep them from the evil one. How many of us are walking knowing that we're in the world with a commission as an ambassador of God, with a life filled with forgiveness and a life that is covered in love and compassion and the ability to share as God has called us to share? When you can commit to these things, then you can rest in the Lord, because you will have learned how to wait patiently on Him. But can I say this? You know it. Don't pray for patience. You know how people learn things, right? They have to work through things. You have to learn how to be better. You have to learn how to do better. And if you're asking God to make you a patient person, then God's going to say, okay, let's get to work. And guess what? The trials will be. I'm not going to guess for you. I don't know, but I can tell you this. They will try your patience. And then one day you're going to say, God, I've got enough patience now. Help me to love. Well, then guess who God's going to put in your path? People you don't understand. People that don't understand you, but are just like you, needing to know God's love, needing to know forgiveness of sins, needing to know God is real. You can rest in the Lord when you are living the life He calls you to live. Not as a pastor, not as a Sunday school teacher, but as a believer in Christ every day with every step that you take. That's what it means to commit and to be faithful and to rest and wait patiently on Him and not to fret, because fretting only causes harm. Fretting causes harm. If you've got friends whose first name is Fret, don't go out with them today. Instead, turn to the Lord and learn to trust and be faithful and commit your way to Him. And hear these words found in Proverbs chapter 55. Cast your burden on the Lord, and He shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. God loves you. God really loves you, because He's still with you. And He will be with every step. Even in those moments of rebellion. You didn't make a mistake. You rebelled. Let's just say what it is. I didn't make a mistake, Lord. I rebelled. I surrendered to the world. Emotionally, physically, verbally, it doesn't matter. I rebelled. God, forgive me. Strengthen me. Help me to walk faithfully. Help me to be committed in my walk faithfully to you. Lord, let me learn to rest in you. Because I know you are with me every day. Every day. God is good. God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
Amen and amen. I know we've just come through a year. We're on the edge of another year, 2026. In case y'all don't know, that's like 2026. I don't know where 2025 went, but it's not waiting around, is it? We still have 2026 with the same expectations that we had in 2025. I'm not talking about the things we want, the things we hope will happen. I'm talking about the things we will experience, the people we will see, the people we will be. And it's up to us on who we will be. Will you trust God? Will you wait for Him patiently? Will you rest in Him? Will you know that He is with you and that He is in control? And will you show it? Will you shine it through the love that pours through you? If you know the Lord, you have to fight to be that person. But fight the good fight because it's worth it. If you don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior, you really are at the beginning. And you need to have forgiveness of sins before you can learn how to forgive sin against you, perpetrated by others. You have to learn to accept forgiveness before you can learn to give forgiveness. You have to learn what forgiveness is. And you can begin right now by calling on the Lord, by asking forgiveness and healing, and to have your life renewed in Him. And I'm challenging you today, while we have this time, if you don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior, would you come today and find that forgiveness and that life? If you need to restore yourself in the eyes of God, and even in the eyes of family and friends, then take this time and come. Because God calls us all to walk with Him in love and compassion and forgiveness every day. Will you come while the altar is open? Father, I thank you again for this day. I thank you for your words that help us and teach us. Lord, that strengthen us in our resolve to be the person you want us to be. The person that you are trying to shape us into being through your spirit within and through your words that feed us and guide us. Lord, through the temperament that you give us. Help us, I pray. And we ask it to your glory alone. In Jesus' name, amen. The altar is open. Will you come?